Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King with your news briefing. Police have revealed a woman whose body was found in Fremantle Fishing Boat Harbour yesterday was a 25-year-old from Perth's northeastern suburbs. Police divers were at the scene today as Homicide Squad detectives continue to investigate the circumstances surrounding her death. A former WA Liberal MP accused of obstructing a CCC investigation into the misuse of his taxpayer-funded allowance has been handed a suspended jail term. Phil Edmund had been due to stand trial today, but changed his plea to guilty to the 5 charges against him. A nervous wait for mortgage holders ahead of tomorrow's Reserve Bank Board meeting. Interest rates are expected to rise for the 8th month in a row, with economists tipping a 0.25% hike. That would take the official cash rate to a 10-year high of 3.1%. A decision on a proposed 9-month demersal fishing ban could be announced in the coming weeks. The state government has been seeking feedback from the public to preserve fish stocks. Premier Mark McGowan says they're trying to determine the best option.
If you don't take action now, well then in coming years it may well be that fishing for snapper or grouper or jewfish isn't permitted. And that's what we don't want to see happen. So we'll announce exactly what it is shortly.
The Prime Minister is set to attend Wednesday's National Cabinet meeting remotely after testing positive for COVID-19. Anthony Albanese is isolating and will work from home over the coming days. It's the second time this year he's tested positive for the virus. In sport, West Coast Dom Sheed says he's feeling good heading into 2023. The star midfielder is back after an injury-disrupted season and says he's looking to make an impact next year.
I think I'm in my 10th year at the club now, so one of the older boys, so hopefully I can get back to that sort of form that I was a couple of years ago, but, also improve as well, get even better.
And the Socceroos have begun arriving home in Australia after an inspiring run at the World Cup.